and it's 2 o'clock.
Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria in Sanin, 27, Imlachleni, 25.
Big issues in Bedford View. N3 northbound, a crash before Galuli's. N3 southbound, queuing traffic towards Van Buren Road. And N12 R24 westbound, another crash before Galuli's.
Die kabinet het sy stryd teen misdaad en korrupsie opgeskerp met 'n beleid van geen verdraagsaamheid. Onlangse pogings sluit in Suid-Afrikaanse polisiediens optrede gerig op ernstige misdaad en 'n omvattende regeringsbenadering tot openbare veiligheid. Die waarnemende minister in die presidentie, Maropeni Ramagopa, sê onder die suksesse is die inhegtenisneming van verdagtes en bewaringsbevele vir fondse wat gebuit is.
Government is implementing a whole government approach, including the signing cooperative agreement with provincial and local governments, and also the rolling out of operational plans in Cape Town and Nelson Mandela Bay. The national policing policy is set to be completed and adopted by the end of October 2024.
Die DA se regsverteenwoordiger het die nasionale vergadering aangemoedig om die aanstelling van verteenwoordigers op die regterlike dienskommissie te heroorweeg. Dit volg op die aanstelling van Suid-Afrika se eerste regter om afgedank te word, John Gloppe, as 'n lid van die kommissie. Advokaat Ismail Jamie sê 'n regter wat ontslaan is, kan nie regters kies of sake van die kommissie hanteer nie.
The National Assembly did not exercise any discretion at all. That is unlawful decision making. It failed to make its choice in the public interest. Failed to make its choice in a way that protects the courts to ensure their independence, impartiality and dignity.
President Cyril Ramaphosa sê oorlog en konflik veroorsaak steeds grootskaalse lyding en onstabiliteit in talle plekke in die wêreld. Ramaphosa het vanoggend die China-Afrika Samewerkingsforum toegespreek. Hy sê die wêreldwye geveg vir kritieke minerale stook geopolitiese kompetisie.
These challenges affect all nations, but are more often severely felt on the African continent. Yet amid these challenges, there is hope and opportunity.
Die waarnemende leier van Bangladesh, Muhammad Yunus, sê die voormalige eerste minister, Sheikh Hasina, moet stilbly tot haar verhoor. Hasina het gevlug na Indië nadat sy uitgeskop is deur grootskaalse optogte in die land. Die betogers het Yunus gevra om op te tree as waarnemende leier. Yunus se regering word gedruk om Hasina te vervolg vir menseregte skendings tydens haar premierskap. Meer op jackaranfm.com, klik op nieuws. En die Franse president Emmanuel Macron het die voormalige Europese Unie se Brexit-onderhandelaar Michel Barnier aangestel as nuwe eerste minister. Dit kom na amper 2 maande se politieke stilstand na 'n blitsverkiesing. Hy is die taak gegee om 'n eenheidsregering te skep. Ek is Emiel Pienaar, a top story this hour. Cabinet has re-intensified its fight against crime and corruption.
Yay for that. Hey, live coming at you from the Irene Country Club. It is a big dag vandag. Good morning, Angels. Golf day underway. You will not believe who's playing golf and who literally, on the way to the halfway house, just popped in to say, how's it? Joe Black. Yeah. No, the Joe Black. Oh, it's going to be fun. Check out the pictures and the videos on our socials to get a taste of what's happening at the Irene Country Club.
30 minutes of more music you love. Non-stop on Jacaranda FM.
I took a page out of your